first automobiles. This is Murphy Givens. George Blucher took his family to the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, where he met Ransom Olds, who manufactured the Oldsmobile. Blucher bought one and had it shipped to Corpus Christi in wooden crates. It arrived in October 1901. Blucher's Oldsmobile was probably the first car in Corpus Christi. It cost $650 and would get 40 miles for a gallon of gas. It had a tiller instead of a steering wheel, and the motor was under the back seat. The Blucher boys, it was said, liked nothing better than taking a ride in their automobile, though Jasper Blucher once said that it was used to take his sisters to school while he and his brother had to walk. In 1902, Dr. Alfred Haney bought his own automobile. He could have bought an Apperson, Franklin, Owen Magnetic, or Scripps Booth, but he bought a one-cylinder Cadillac. Dr. Haney's medical rival, Dr. Arthur Spahn, soon bought his own Cadillac. One could see why Spahn might prefer an automobile. Not long before, his team of horses ran away and pitched the doctor out of his buggy at Downey's Tin Shop. The buggy was upended, and Dr. Spahn got some fierce knocks and bruises. Peter McBride, who ran a dairy west of town, was on his way to Corpus Christi in a mule cart when he encountered Dr. Spahn and his new automobile. That was one day in 1903. "I kept holding the mules back," McBride told a reporter, "but they were scared and there was no stopping them. Dr. Spahn stopped his automobile so we could get by." Automobiles could go 25 miles an hour, and people thought that incredible speed was very dangerous. In March 1908, the Caller reported an accident on Broadway when an automobile collided with a buggy, throwing two men out of the buggy and knocking down the horse. The Caller editorialized against what it called reckless autoing. That was a taste of things to come. We still have reckless autoing today. This is Murphy Givens.